This 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy. Well, for my size, yes, for my size. Now when I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. Now roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. Tell me, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Yeah, this is your old friend from the Kentucky Hills, Merle Travis. Got a song or two I'd like to sing for you, and a little bit of talk that I hope you'll enjoy. You know, ever since I come out here to California and learned how to wear these high boots and cowboy breeches, I've learned a lot of good songs. I don't mean these cowboy songs about the moon shining down on the purple sage and the pretty Spanish senorita picking her mantilla, whatever that is. But I've learned a few of these old-time, sure enough, sad, long-winded cowboy ballads that rode up and down the Chisholm Trail from Texas to Montana. Here's one here that old-timers tell me was a favorite back in them days. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped up in white linen, wrapped up in white linen, and as cold as the clay. It was once in the saddle I used to go dashing, once in the saddle I used to be gay. First to the dram house, then to the card house, got shot in the breast, and I'm dying today. Say, you know what? That cowboy in that song didn't die from 6-gun wounds. He died from the effect of his rowdy life. In fact, he died from a terrible disease. Now, you ask yourself this. Now, why in the world did them old hard-bitten cowboy poets and singers take out that disease and substitute 6-gun wounds? I believe I can tell you why. They just wouldn't face facts, them old geezers. Why, they faced Indians and alkali deserts and bucking broncos and everything else, but they just wouldn't face this disease. Well, now, look here. We're a new generation. We've learned to face facts a little more than that, ain't we? We can say, and we can say right here on the radio, the feller in that song, he died from syphilis. Get 6 jolly cowboys to carry my coffin. Get 6 pretty maidens to bear my pall. Put bunches of roses all over my coffin. The roses to deaden the sod when it falls. This old-fashioned idea about being ashamed to speak of venereal diseases, it reminds me of a feller that I used to know up in East Kentucky. He worked in the coal mines. The fact is, he worked in the same coal mines that my dad worked in, and his name was Modi Halloran. Yes, sir, he was a dandy. They called old Modi the strongest man or mule that ever went into Harlan County, Kentucky coal mines. They said he could pull up a railroad spike right out of the tie with his fingers. Of course, I don't know whether that's the truth or not, but one day he did slap a bank mule, Dad said, and had to lay that mule off for about a week. I reckon I was thinking about old Modi Halloran when I made up this song. It goes like this. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss hollered, well, bless my soul. He loaded 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yeah, the boys all used to say it looked like Modi Halloran was sired by a coal tipple. Yeah, some folks said that them old Kentucky hills talked to Modi. Said he always knowed when there's going to be a cave-in coming. Well, he was the best miner in that part of the country, serious about his work. But on Saturday nights, trouble was Modi Halloran's middle name. I was born one morning when it was drizzling rain. Fighting in trouble is my middle name. I was raised in the bottoms 5 miles from town. I'm as mean as a wolf, but I'm as gentle as a lamb. He loads 16 tons. There never was a preacher come to Harlan County that lacked a subject for a sermon when Modi was around. They tell me about the time that Modi got on a raft in the river and he got to the Ohio River. And then he went on to the Mississippi River. They tell me he went plumb to New Orleans. Yes, sir. Dad said that Modi kind of sidled back into Harlan County after that trip. His wife and kid hadn't heard from him in a couple of months. All the boys around the company store hoorawed him, and Modi sung him one of the first blues songs that I ever learned up in that part of the country. It went like this. There is a house in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. Well, it's been the ruin of many poor boys and me, oh Lord, for one. Now, Dad said that Modi really sounded lonesome when he sung that old Rising Sun song. And he didn't seem quite like the same old Modi, kind of dragged around when he was loading that 16 tons every day. But it turned out that old Modi had caught the pox down there in New Orleans. Caught the pox. Syphilis, we'd call it nowadays. He had that sore, you know, and then a sort of a rash a few weeks later. And my dad said he begged him to go see a doctor, but old Modi got hot at that. Said he figured he was man enough to stand a little sickness. He'd work it off in a few weeks. Modi said, listen here, feller, ain't nothing going to kill old Modi Halloran until this old mountain decides I've robbed her too much of her coal and falls in on me. And he walked off into the mine singing some old song to cover up how scared he was. Now, some people say a man is made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Yes, sir, it looked like trouble was old Modi's middle name, and sometimes he just went out looking for it. Like when his baby girl, Martha, began to grow up. There's an old boy named Tillman Buckner. He come around courting her, and Modi raised up and run Tillman Buckner plumb off the place. The reason was he's thinking about Tillman's Saturday night rambles in the districts, you know, and the different times that he'd been sick from them. Well, Modi wanted to protect his daughter, naturally, but all he would say in his old-fashioned way was that Tillman was a bad one. One night she disappeared, and a couple of days later, why, Modi got a letter from Mrs. Martha Tillman Buckner. She'd run off to Tennessee and married that boy that her dad said was a bad one. Well, Martha wrote Modi that she would love Tillman till the day that she died. Of course, that's sort of like that old song that says, it's love, oh love, oh careless love. Well, it's love, oh careless love. Well, it's love, oh love, oh careless love. Look here what love's done to me. Yeah, in a month or so, poor little old Martha come dragging in from Tennessee to her daddy's house there in Harlan County. Her eyes all swelled up and red from crying. Tillman, he'd run off and left her when he heard that she was going to have a baby. She was unaware that she'd caught the same disease from Tillman Buckner that her dad had caught in New Orleans some time ago. One of the neighbor women mentioned that she thought Martha looked sick and needed a doctor. Well, Modi run her plumb off the place. That didn't help Martha either, you know. I reckon deep down, poor old Modi felt guilty about his wild younger days. But he just couldn't admit it, and so he kept Martha hemmed in behind that .38 special of his. Now on these railroad banks I stand. On these railroad banks I stand. On these railroad banks I stand. all for the sake of a no-good man. Well, by the time that Modi did finally let the doctor come see his daughter, Martha, it was too late for anybody to help her or her baby then, because the baby was born dead. Well, the doctor told Modi, told him straight to his face. It took nerve, but that doctor had nerve. He told him straight that the trouble had been that the baby had died of syphilis. He asked Modi whether he thought she could fix something like that with a .38 special or not. Oh, my goodness, Modi looked at him like he'd like to bite his head off, but, well, he turned around and walked off. He was thinking, he was brooding about that infection that he'd been carrying around since his trip to New Orleans that time. But he was still ashamed and afraid to say anything. You know, working in the coal mines is a habit. It's sort of like chewing tobacco. Well, old Modi Halloran had the habit, and even after he got tired of living, why, he just kept on mining. But you could see he was sick. One day he went into a working that nobody in their right mind ought to went into. Sure enough, the top of the mountain come down on him. Everybody said that Modi'd stop listening to what the mountains told him. I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner digging my bones. You know what? The thing that really killed Modi was fear and superstitious and a dreadful disease known as syphilis. It wasn't the mountain. You know, there are lots of Modi Hallorans all around, driving trucks and holding down good jobs. These guys will set up and tell you that this disease will pass off in time and all that stuff, and that the visible signs will, and so will the rest of it. Yeah, the visible signs might, but not the rest of it. That germ, brother, stays right in your blood. Now, there's other folks that'll argue that the new cure that they got is just for the moneyed man, that it keeps you from your job. Well, now, here's the facts. Anybody that cannot afford to pay his own doctor for these treatments can get them from clients that are the very best and will treat each case confidentially. Now, one more thing. I've even heard people like Modi talk against blood tests. Well, often that's the only way that you can tell whether or not you've got this disease called syphilis or not. The one that ruined old Modi and his whole family. This blood test is easy. It don't take no time. It's like your vote, too. Everybody ought to cast it against one of the worst enemies of the human race, syphilis. Now, don't be stubborn like old Modi Halloran. And folks, don't think hard of me for trying to help you with this information that the government has asked me to pass along, because it's a good advice to you. You know, brother, what I say is true. Although I didn't necessarily mean to sing it to you, but if you don't like the way the little song goes, that's a mighty good sign. I've been a-tromping on your toes, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say that's all. And that's all for right now, friends. From your old Kentucky boy, Merle Travis. So long.
You've been listening to Merle Travis in Trouble Is My Middle Name, written by Alan Lomax and produced in collaboration with public health authorities by the Communication Materials Bureau at Columbia University. If in doubt about your health, go to a doctor or clinic for a checkup.